Welcome back. 0833 33 975. Many of you know her as Vicky Phelan. In South Kilkenny, and particularly in Mooncoin, her home village, she's known as Vicky Kelly. Her parents are John and Gabby Kelly, and they were at the Sulla Centre, where I spoke with them. Unfortunately, Vicky wasn't well enough to attend. Vicky has been battling cancer for a number of years, brought the cervical check scandal to light in 2018 when she settled a High Court action over a misread smear test, and has been since tirelessly campaigning for women's health rights. She was thrilled recently to be back in her native Mooncoin to attend the launch of the painting depicting her life, as I say, by artist Vincent Devine. David Brennan is the owner of the painting. He's given it on lend to the Sulla Centre for a few weeks. He's the person who purchased it so that it wouldn't go into, I suppose, private ownership, and it wouldn't be locked away somewhere. And the painting was done by artist Vincent Devine. It has to be seen to believed. It's really excellent. So it's come to the Sulla Centre as part of Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and the campaign, in conjunction with, as I said, Vicky Phelan's amazing portrait. Nationwide are doing a piece on it, and I went along and I spoke with John and Gabby. I also spoke with Vincent, and you'll hear an interview with Fiona as well, the oncology nurse, and with Tracy McDade. Firstly, John and Gabby Kelly. And you'll hear them make reference to an accident that Vicky had in 1994 in which she nearly died. It's the first time I've met John and Gabby, and I'd sent a copy of my book Souls of the Sea to John before, because he's big into the fishing, in particular snap net fishing.
Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, David.
First time meet me. It would be better in better circumstances, wouldn't
it? Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely would, yeah.
Now, I'm trying to think about this. It must be strange
being
cast into the public light.
Yes.
Because I've never met you before, but what I've been told about you, you're normal people.
Yeah.
You don't look for publicity.
No,
oh,
we
God,
don't.
No.
How do you describe it in that way? Like,
nerve-wracking at times, yeah. Really, you know. We watch Vicky on television and listen to her on the radio, and she has no problem going anywhere to talk to anyone. And we just panic when we hear her going to be, you know.
Where did she get it from then?
Yeah,
I wonder.
I don't know where she got it from. From us,
suppose,
anyway.
Education probably, part to play in that, I suppose, you know, being in the public eye as well, like, do you know what I mean? So she's probably getting plenty of experience coming from college,
yeah.
You know, doing all public speaking and that kind of thing, yeah. In college probably helps, you know what I mean? We never went through that, obviously, thank God.
but it is strange,
it
do you know
strange,
what I mean? Like, because
strange,
you don't want to be in this situation, and yet circumstances have dictated.
Yeah. Like, even
maybe.
Today,
yeah.
Vicky couldn't come today, like, she's not feeling great, like, the last week or so. But, like, otherwise than that, they will have to stand in and try and substitute. So we'll probably do our best, and hopefully we won't leave her down.
Yeah.
And it was a lovely day in Mooncoin when the thing was brought up there recently, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was lovely.
Oh, God, it was, yeah. And the people in Mooncoin are great, like, you know.
Yeah.
And she, I think David was delighted that he got to actually put it in Mooncoin before it went anywhere. That was his one thing he wanted, to get it in there and to get Vicky down as well. So,
lucky enough, she
was okay that day. She hasn't been great since, but she was good that day now. And she was glad she came herself, like, you know.
And on David's behalf, like, it was a great gesture for him, David and Elise and family, like, to buy the painting in the first place, and of course to have the vision to know what to do with it later on. He was never going to put it in a closet and put it away and just hopefully make a few quid on it maybe 20 years time, but he wanted to bring it to the public and get everybody to view it. I know it's on the inside of Vicky is what we're basically looking by now from the outside, but
yeah.
At least Vincent is great at explaining the whole photograph as well, like, it's actually brilliant, you know what I mean? The parts in it are probably, even the public probably could feel a part of it because of all the support they're giving Vicky. And you know, if you look at that picture, Gabe and myself are kind of two tender arms they're holding up, but we're after getting a lot of support from the public, from Vicky's tribe and that, which is great, like, you know what I mean? Public, RT, all the media, you know, after giving them a straight court, you know what I mean?
Like, Nationwide are doing a piece here, and I know Brian and Susie and Anne, and it's lovely to do that. And yet again, to be cast into this situation, as I say, how do you feel now about things in general?
I don't actually know, to be honest with you. From one day to the next, it changes. You're worrying the whole time that she's going to ring and say that she's not feeling well or that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But We just have to get on with life. Just get on with it. And do the best we can for her. You know, as long as she's okay, we're okay.
Yeah. We give her plenty of support. I suppose that's all we can do. I mean, we do support and Vicky do the living. That's about it. Do you know what I mean? But we have a great, close-knit family. Everybody really mucks it, don't they? Everybody gives her support.
Yeah.
You know, it's a flick of a switch. They're there if she needs us. You know what I'm saying to you? And, you know, it's pretty hard on us at times, but like Gavie said, we just get on with it. Do you know what I mean?
Because you have no choice.
No.
You don't have any choice.
You know, you're doing the day even you're trying to do, but, do you know, you could be on the air doing a bit of work there and might just flash in your head or something. Maybe you might start getting a bit negative thoughts about, you know, geez, maybe she's not feeling too well, maybe her time is up, who knows. But we have great confidence in her. Like, she's come back, bounced back on every occasion. There's something special about her, to be honest with you. She just has something that she just keeps shared before you.
Because you can't, again, I can't even begin to imagine what you're going through, right? Yeah. I can't even, I'm not going to pretend to. Because there's only so much anger you can have at the system and what caused this and all those things. Because if you're angry all the time, you're over that.
We're over that. Vicky is well over that for a long time. Do you know what I mean? I think she's made a statement. I think she'd make a big statement with that photograph with, that you see right there in front of you. And she made a big statement as far as our court case is concerned, that she really showed the state up, actually. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of the politicians that we have are just not with it. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, people making decisions on other people's lives, and it's unfair, really, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? She's been handed a death sentence, basically, do you know, from the health service, everybody associated with it, and even like the court, they dragged her through there on the day we were up there. I mean, so they were hot water bottles up on the stand, and she was really getting a grilling for nearly 2.5 to 3 hours. Like, I mean, it was really uncalled for, to be honest with you.
So, how do you, like, it's not a case of flicking a switch and saying, okay, I'm not going to be angry today, I just have to learn to deal with it.
You learn to deal with it. And people say to me, you know, you're great, you know, you're keen. Everyone have their own problems, Damien. Everyone.
Yeah.
And you can't walk out and start crying about it to people because they have their own problems as well.
Exactly,
you know, you just have to keep going.
And
that's the way we've been struck with so much stuff, like, down through the years with Vicky, with Amelia.
26 years, probably, since 94, since our accident, basically.
Yeah, since 94. Yeah.
We're basically being support over 26 years.
Running on water, I don't know.
It's been a long journey.
Because every family does go through their own thing, don't they? You know?
Everyone does have their own problems. Yeah. Like that day, the day of her accident, we had a phone call that morning, and we were told that morning that she may not be alive when we get there.
You got that,
you know? And she was alive, just about, barely, but she was. You learn to deal with all these things, and I think the more knocks you get, the more resilient you become. Like, you know, you have to.
Yeah.
You don't have any choice, like.
Yeah.
And we, even for me, it would have been easier to lose her in 94 than it would now. You know, we've two grandkids now, like, haven't we?
Yeah.
Two lovely kids, like. Do you know, after getting another 25 years with her, do you know, so you have a lot of memories. Do you know, we were going there that night to France, like, they told us basically to expect the worst, you know what I mean? And we were kind of nearly geared up for that, you know what I mean? So, but actually, the good news is she pulled through. Look, she's out there doing a lot of suffering in between, like, in fairness to her. But it would have been easier to lose her back in 94 than it would now.
If you understand
where I'm coming from, you know what I mean? We have another 25 years behind us now with plenty of memories and good times and bad times. But, like, look, we get on it. We deal with it in our own way, you know. And then some days you might have a bit of a tear to your eye or something. You start thinking too much about things, you know what I mean? But
I'd say it's the small little things, is it? Cups of tea, small little things.
You know, sometimes listening to her on the radio now, or then I found the other day something that was written about her, the time of the accident in France.
That brings it all back to you.
It was in a box. I was looking for something, and I kept her, I think it was my sister kept anything was in the papers about her at that time. But, like, you know, you have the support of a village, which is a great thing. If you're living in a town, you know, it's a totally different thing. The people of Mun Cáin have supported her, you know, financially when she had her accident. They've supported her financially now as well, when she was doing the GoFundMe.
Yeah, she set up the cancer support group there and donated a lump sum there to get that off the ground, which is great, like, for the parish as well, small community. Like, there are plenty of people out that will avail of it, you know. Yeah.
You doing any fishing?
Unfortunately, I hope you'll put in a word for us. We're off the river with 8 years now. And the snap net fishing, let me tell you now, is the oldest traditional method of salmon fishing in Ireland. And but you can go and fish with a rod. I'll just explain to you now. There's actually, on average, 10,000, since you asked me, about 10,000...
Well, I started 10, here now.
Yeah, about 10,000 rod licenses issued every year to foreign nationals from 42 different countries to fish on the lakes and rivers of Ireland. And we're the traditional Irishmen, we can't fish.
I'll come up to you someday and do a proper piece on it.
Yeah, do. And highlight.
You should get Vicky to do a bit about it as well.
Put her up on Vicky's thrive.
Lovely meeting you. God bless.
Yeah, thanks, David.
Thanks, Jamie.
Vicky's lovely parents. And then I had a quick chat with Vincent Devine, the artist who made this wonderful painting.
Do you think it'll get this big a reaction?
To be honest, when it left the studio, I was advised by Shepherd's Auctioneers that, Vincent, you have to let that go wherever it's going to go, so say goodbye to it now. So we didn't know where it was going to end up. We just kind of thought, as long as it gets enough of funds raised and it has some sort of a reaction. I mean, and then when David Brennan stepped up and bought that painting with the view to tour it around the country, we were terrified that somebody would buy it and then cash in on it after Vicky eventually passes away. And for David Brennan to step up and actually buy that painting to keep it within the family, that is the dream scenario we could have hoped for. And that's reflective and indicative of how much people think of Vicky Phelan anyway.
It would have been an awful thing, as you say.
Yeah.
It would have been terrible.
It's not that it would have been terrible, it's just it would have been unfortunate that it would have been holed up somewhere and people wouldn't see it, because now we can actually change people's lives, you know? It can actually change people now where... It can save somebody's life, because what they can do is they can say, oh, here's what Vicky's advocating for, here's what to look out for in my body that happened to Vicky that she didn't know to look out for, and we can now talk about openly and frankly to all our women, all our young men as well, to raise awareness, you know?
You proud of it?
I'm proud that I did Vicky proud. You have to remember, like, artists are self-doubting by nature, and unfortunately someone don't have the gift of the gab like I seem to have. You know, when I kissed the Blarney Stone for the second time, my partner Lynn was saying, this may not be the best idea, you know, you're already, you know, up there as it is. When you take on somebody's life story like that, it's a huge responsibility. I don't care what the public profile of the person is or anything. Anybody that comes into my studio that wants to tell me their story, it's a huge responsibility. And what you want to do is you want to honour it for what it actually was. Not for what you think it might have been or what other people think it might have been, for what the person wants. And that's why I'm proud of it, because Vicky's proud of it. And that's what happens when you paint somebody, you want to tell their story. And that's all I could hope for, you know.
I then spoke with Fiona, who's an oncology nurse at University Hospital Waterford.
I run the Daffodil Centre here in Waterford Regional Hospital. It's currently based in Whitfield, and that's just down to COVID-19 restrictions. We've moved out there with the oncology unit. So the Daffodil Centre is an open, free advice and information centre for anyone who's concerned about cancer, who has cancer, or has just questions that they want answered. And I'm a trained oncology nurse with over 20 years' experience, and I'm there on a daily basis for patients to come and talk to.
You have a great oncology team there between Paul and all the other different people. It's, you could say, a centre of excellence for oncology, isn't it?
Yeah, yes, it is at the moment.
Yeah,
of course, and it has been. We've got four oncologists and three haematologists, and they're all working together. A great team, great nursing team.
How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, through the Daffodil Centre, it's a walk-in service, so they can drop in. There's also a mobile number, two mobile numbers that we have, and they're on our Daffodil Centre leaflets. Also with the Irish Cancer Society, then, of course, we have the support line, which is also manned by trained oncology nurses, and that's 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, 1-800 200 700. Of course, we also have the website, which is easily got cancer.ie, it's easy to remember, and that has all of our details information there as well.
Anybody who's any issues whatsoever, any questions at all about it, I suppose, because some people listening to this might say, oh, maybe that's not for me, you know what I mean? But if there's any little doubt at all.
Oh, yeah, 100%. There doesn't need to be any diagnosis. anything like that, it's just a concern. And even if you're maybe a relative of somebody who has cancer, that you have concerns about them or you'd like to talk to somebody, it's completely confidential. And we'd also signpost you in the direction of maybe some other services that we feel you might need, or that, you know, we can work together to discover what's best for you.
And finally, Tracy McDade, manager of the Sullis Cancer Support Centre.
Well, we're delighted that we have the Vicky Phelan painting with us for the month of January, and we were really conscious that we wanted it for January because that fell within the European Cervical Cancer Prevention Month, and really we wanted those important messages for women to be watching for change, to be concerned about change, that if they had anything that they were worried about, that they contact their GP or ring the Irish Cancer Society nurse line. So really it's been a great chance for us to get people talking and for people to start a conversation. And it's a fairly impressive picture. There's no missing it when people come into the lobby, and it really has done exactly what we wanted. And we're particularly pleased that on the last Saturday of the month, the 29th of January, we'll have the centre open to the public. It is funded by the community, and we are so proud of that and so delighted that people can come in at their own time, their own pace over that day, and have a look at the picture and the centre.
Unfortunately, Vicky can't be here today.
Unfortunately not, but we're delighted that her parents are here, John and Gabby, and they're so pleased to be here representing her and able to chat about what the picture means to them.
What's your impressions of the picture, of the painting?
It is phenomenal. I had read about it over the last year and obviously read Vicky's book, and I have been blown away by the painting and the reaction of our clients. People have just sat and looked. We have some information in the lobby about the detail of the picture and what's behind the scenes and the different meanings, and it is just a phenomenal story.
How are you?
We're good, yeah. We're delighted to be open. We have everything in place whereby our therapists and our counsellors and also our clients feel safe to come to us, and that's really important. So the doors are open, and we're really pleased that the everything is in place to keep everybody safe.
When was the last time you were open?
We would have been closed last January to July. So we reopened on the 5th of July, and we've been open ever since.
And the painting, as you hear, will be on display over the coming weeks at the Sullis Centre